Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got Michael Stoller with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Michael is the CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and we're talking about organizational things you can do. Some things maybe you don't know about, some things maybe you do know about that you just haven't thought about, and it can help you create a better environment for employee engagement. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got some examples of how other people have used their have structured their organization to foster engagement.
Yes, well, I think of one, Jim, is barrel companies. You know, outside of they're between Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and their mission is to
say the name again.
It's called Barrel Companies. It's part of Stericycle. And they basically provide call center services for healthcare organizations. So, for example, if I call my local hospital here in Greenwich, Connecticut, and ask for a physician referral, I will be routed to Barrel's call center in Texas, and they will help me find a local physician. But they also do follow-up calls when people are getting out of the hospital because they found that significantly improves patient satisfaction.
Right.
If the hospitals follow up and just ask, how are you doing? Is there anything, you know, anything odd going on, or just checking on you,
mm-hmm.
and you know, patients like that. So Barrel, a phrase that really motivates people there is connecting people to healthcare. You know, it's a simple phrase, but I remember when I was visiting Barrel and spoke there, they actually track the number of people, and they have this big screen in the middle of the call center floor where you see the number of people who they have helped connect to healthcare. Yeah, it's a simple thing, isn't it? But it really keeps us.
What do you think they mean when they say? What do you think that means? If somebody said to them, "What does that mean, connecting people to healthcare?"
Well, in their case, because they're performing some very limited functions, it's helping them find a local healthcare provider that could meet their needs.
Right.
Or if they're doing follow-up calls after getting out of the hospital, is maybe reconnecting them with a hospital if there's a warning sign that something's going on.
So with their mission, that's totally intuitive, isn't it?
It is. It's very intuitive. It's easy to remember. It's aspirational. You know, it's you can see how it's benefiting people in what they're doing. And our mission mm-hmm. for my company.
But that's a tagline. That's a tagline. Mm-hmm. That's a war cry or whatever you want to call it. But the question is, you know, is do the leaders lead that way? In other words, you know, you have to have the values to support that statement have to be there, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a perfect lead into the next point, which is you'll find in all these great organizations where people are engaged, one of their values has to do with serving and caring for people. And caring, it may be mm-hmm. Being respectful, respecting people's dignity. It may be serving people through our work. But I love the way Howard. Do you know Howard Behar?
Yes,
he
I do.
Former
Starbucks executive.
Exactly. You know,
Howard's a great guy.
He is a great guy. He really put this well. He said, you know, at Starbucks, if we get it right, we're all going to understand that we are in the people business serving coffee. Not the coffee business serving people. And you know, that difference...
I love that.
A bit like semantics, but it's not. And let me give you an example.
No.
When I go to my local dry cleaners, they know my name. The woman who's there, yep. Margaret, she's wonderful. I mean, they're like friends. I enjoy going there. When I go to... There's another place where sometimes I'll stop and get my coffee, and I've just found that oftentimes the employees are talking to each other, and they don't even engage the customers.
Yeah,
and they've really lost sight. This is a company, unlike what Howard's vision was, this is a company that's not, they don't realize that they're in the people business serving coffee rather than the coffee business serving people.
And we have a lot of that going on these days in the marketplace, Michael.
I think people are so busy, and there's been such a productivity push. And, you know, I also blame it.
Those are excuses,
Michael. It's also a leadership issue. It's a leadership issue.
Those are excuses.
Well,
I reject those
excuses. It's a leadership issue.
Yeah, right.
And if you have someone like Howard Behar in there, it's not going to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I used to train bankers how to sell. And, you know, and they didn't like it. A bunch of them didn't like it much. And it's amazing how hard it was to get a bank teller to say thank you. You know, they actually thought they were in the money business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to disabuse them of that notion. So, all right, I got time for one more.
One more. And another one is, and this extends right out of this line of thinking we're talking about, and that is they tell stories to reinforce that. And I think the champion storyteller organization is Southwest Airlines, you know, which is the number one domestic airlines, 100 million plus customers a year, just extraordinary. In their intranet, they display 3 to 4 stories a day about their values and mission and how it's and just celebrating people who are living up to their values. How's that for really focusing on just reinforcing this message? And they have been they've been doing this for 20 years now, being intentional about their culture.
Their name comes up all the time, folks. If you're wondering what kind of an organizational structure you should have, go take a flight on Southwest Airlines and then bring that home. We'll come back. We're going to get our good friend Michael Stoller to help us bring this back to our businesses. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasting. Michael Stoller is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.